It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning to you. Hey, welcome to a Thursday program. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's September 23rd. Wow, Christmas is getting closer and closer. I know, it hasn't even cooled off yet 100%, but, you know, we can still say Christmas is getting closer. Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. I do want to remind you today, at the Laughlin Chamber from 10 to 3, you can get vaccines. You can get the coronavirus vaccine, and you can get the flu vaccine. And they're free. Hello? Free. Free. All you have to do is stop by the Chamber here in Laughlin between 10 and 3. So, enjoy that. Sports action. Well, let's see. Tonight we have the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Atlanta Braves. It's actually this afternoon. They play at 12:40. And then tonight we have the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans. They play at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow the Diamondbacks take on the Dodgers. That's a 6:40 game. And that's on our FM station. And then over on the AM in Lake Havasu City, the Havasu Fighting Knights take on the Glendale Cardinals at 7 o'clock. And that's on 980 AM or KNTRSports.com. You can stream that. The other games are all on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open, ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy a delicious breakfast, a nice and hot lunch, a mouth-watering dinner, and, oh, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served 24-7. Yes, 6:30 in the morning. You want a steak? No problem. So check out Perkins. And don't forget, on the way out, you know, you have the muffins, the pies, the cookies, the brownies. Yeah, and then you can take a whole pie home. They start at $9.99. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for a little bit of money, maybe you want a vacation home, an investment home, you want to add on, maybe you want to buy your first home. Well, Chad Hansen is a name to remember because he'll sit down with you, especially if you're a first-time buyer. He'll explain every form. And there's 362, no, there's a lot of forms you got to fill out, especially the first-time buyers. But he'll explain every form as you sign it. He takes his time with you, you know. It's like one of those doctors that sits down and talks with you. Yeah, that's Chad. He does the same thing. Then, you know, you say you need $200,000 for a nice little house, beginner house for you and your wife. Well, he just disappears. He goes down into the vault, and that vault downstairs underneath his desk, it's the size of Dot Foods underground. It's huge. Every shelf has money on it. Yeah, Dot Foods is jealous. Yeah, because they have food and he's got money. So you just go. He goes down there and he gets your $200,000. He puts on a silver platter. He brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Yeah. Call 288-2691. Make your appointment today. Go in and meet with Chad. And he'll get your money on a silver platter. Well, almost. He is the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. So you got to know he knows what he's doing. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. I'm taking my pets there tomorrow morning because my two boys are going to stay there for the weekend because I am working the Oktoberfest Saturday from 6 in the morning till 10 at night, I think, something like that. So my dogs are going there. Your dogs can go there, too. Call 754-3006. Make an appointment and just take them in there. But make your appointment early. When I texted David yesterday, he was like, you know, I'm busy and I'm full, but I'm going to make room for your dogs. Yeah. Okay, so I got my tongue lashing in a text message, you know. Stop by Risen Star there at the end of Air Park, right by the airport. And don't forget they do dog training, one-on-one or group classes, and they also do now protection dog training. TWN Communications are partnering with MEC to bring you fiber-based internet, and their fiber-based internet ensures that you have, access to faster internet speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. Yay! That's my favorite sentence of the whole year. Check it out. on the web, go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband. You can sign up. It's not going to cost you anything. You're not committing. You're just saying, send me more information about this. And they will. You can also stop by their new offices right off of Silver Creek Road or call 888-227-2095. Now let's jump into the studio, and Mr. Jeff Mafara is here.
I actually got a tickle in my throat. It's like, where did that come from?
As soon as I go to bring him up, he wants to start coughing. Hasn't coughed. He's been in here for half an hour. He hasn't coughed at all, and now he wants to cough on the radio. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great.
I dare ask. Now you're coughing and hacking. Quick, spray the Lysol. Yeah. Put a mask on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Raise the glass wall. How's the world of investments?
The world of investments is actually doing quite well. You know, everybody's kind of concerned about the markets going the opposite way with some of the things going on right now. The beautiful thing about it at East West Financial, our clients are their assets, their principal is 100% protected. The market can decline all it wants.
So what they initially gave you, however much that was, that's always protected.
And then some. So let's say they initially gave me $100,000, and then each year their gains locks in. So now we protect their gains every year until that crash comes. So let's just say, for argument's sake, a client invested $100,000 with me today, and 4 years from now it's worth $150,000, and then the market crashes, they still have $150,000. But here's something you're really going to like. Let's say they invested with me today. Uh-huh. Like I'm working on a $1 million pension. The guy he's good. If he keeps $1 million for the rest of his life,
yeah,
he doesn't want to lose it. So he wants me to preserve it. So we're rolling over $1 million pension. So let's say he goes in with me today, and let's just say the market crashes 40% a year from now. A year from now, that $1 million stays intact and buys back in at the lower price of the market.
Oh, wow.
So now he doesn't even have to wait for it to come back. And you know what, Larry? People ask me, how the heck do you outperform so many other investments with such a safe investment? It's very simple. If you never go backwards, then you're way ahead of everybody else. So think about it. If you invest $100,000 and the market is down 40%, people in the market have $60,000, but you still have $100,000. But if the following year when the market comes back up 10%, you're making $110,000, but that person that lost is only up to $66,000.
Wow!
So it's like
big difference.
Oh, huge difference. So,
yeah.
And it caused us to. We've been mentioned, believe it or not, in the small office of Bullhead City. I've been in Forbes magazine 3 times because of the safety of my clients. That I've never lost a dime for a client.
And that's big.
That is
just
huge.
Just to be able to say that, that's big.
Yes.
So you got to know what you're doing.
Yes.
Who trained you for this?
Your
brother, your father?
No. I came into the business in 1991, and I got hired by a company called First Investors Corp. And I picked them. I had 3 offers, and I picked First Investors Corp because the manager, I already knew, had the intelligence that I wanted to learn under. And he taught me the business very well. And at that same token, I also met Marty Silverman, which was a brilliant estate attorney, and he had such a hard time selling his services to people because he's so dry.
Yeah, he's not a salesman.
No. And so he turned around, he says to me, he goes, I'll make you a paralegal if you sell my – and we teamed up together for 10 years. This guy, what I learned from him in 10 years, I couldn't learn getting a bachelor's degree as a paralegal.
Oh.
So it was just amazing, and now here I work with about 6 different attorneys.
Right.
But, you know, it's just my whole – when I came into this career, I didn't know what to expect. It was a whole new career change for me. I was an executive chef before that. For Hilton Hotels.
Wow.
And
– you know, my buddy over at ProFit, he's looking for chefs.
Yeah, I know.
If you got some spare time.
I turn around and tell these guys, you can't afford me. I was making $12 an hour as a line cook in the 70s.
Right.
And I was
Which
making,
was good money in the 70s.
Yeah, in the 70s. And I was making at the Hilton, I guess I didn't like it for the amount of hours I was working, but I was making over – 60 to 80,000, because we got commissions on the parties too.
Oh, okay.
Independent, and that was the mid-80s.
And that's good money in the '80s.
That was really good money, but my gosh, I mean, I worked. I mean, I was there for every party.
That's the problem. You know, my friend Gilbert Serrano, you know him, who owns El Palacio.
Yes.
He set up his son with an El Palacio in Chandler. After a year and a half, his son called him and said, "Dad, I'm selling the business." He said, "I'm not going to break my back here. I'm not putting in 90 hours a week like you do, Dad." And sure enough, his dad still is there. El Palacio, I see his van over in Bullhead City or Fort Mojave or here in Laughlin at the Riverside where they got El Palacio. I see him every day. He's out there working. And he's my age. And that's the thing with a restaurant. You're married to it.
You know, you have to have a passion for food. And if I owned my own place, I would have stuck with it.
Right.
But to do it for the, especially when you're dealing with such politics, the general manager and the F&B sometimes didn't get along, and then they take it out on you, and they, "Oh, we want this." I was told one time that I had a plate. I had to do a wedding for 150 people, and they wanted me to pre-slice the prime rib and then flash it when I served it, and I refused to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you can terminate me now. And she goes, "Well, there's no way you can get that done in less than 20 minutes. I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about. You see, you're sitting in an office, and you have no idea what happens in the kitchen."
Right.
So she goes, "20 minutes or you're terminated." I was like, "Fine." I was done in 18 minutes. And I sliced everything to order.
Wow.
Which makes a huge difference on the presentation and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish when I was in the industry, because I laugh at it because I can't believe these guys make such mistakes, but I would have loved to have done Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh yeah.
I would have, when you got it, you got it. I could touch meats and tell you exactly where it is.
Oh.
Temperature wise, everything. And it's something that you either have it or you don't.
Now with COVID, we don't want you touching our meat.
You know, I don't know. I a lot of the restaurants, they're not wearing gloves anymore anyway. And I'm the opposite. I'd rather take a cook I've always washed my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Gloves cause people not to wash their hands as often.
Right.
And plastic is such an attractive to bacteria. It's like, I don't want you touching it with that plastic you've been touching other dishes with. I don't know. I've been in the kitchen, but I came into this business. I love this business, and it's grown tremendously, and it's nice to have that kind of reputation.
Right.
Even the banks refer people to me.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you've been doing this now for 20-some years?
30 years.
30 years now.
1991.
Jeez.
It's when February 2nd of 1991, it's when I got...
And you work with people all over the nation that you do everything by phone and by email, right?
I the person that wants to roll over the $1 million pension with me is in New Jersey. I'm licensed in New Jersey. I'm licensed in about 27 states.
Wow.
Not to mention the fact that I also have probably 390 agents that work under me. I develop certain products for estate planning.
Right.
And I wholesale those to other agents. And then now I recently, some of the annuities that I do extremely well with all the guarantees for my clients. I mean, my client comes to me and tells me what they're looking for. If they want the principal guaranteed, but they want growth, I got that for them. If they say to me, "Hey, Jack, I got all this principal. I want to protect it, but I want guaranteed income for life," I can do that.
Right.
It all depends on what their goals and objectives are. They're different products. And I also wholesale those products to those same agents. So when you set up an estate for somebody, you can have everything across the board guaranteed, including one of the biggest problems we have today with COVID, Larry, is when you die, all your accounts become frozen.
Right.
Most people don't realize that. You know, some people say, "Oh, I did a trust so my successor trustee can get into the accounts." No, they can't. Everything's still frozen. You have to come up with documentation, and you have to come up with a death certificate.
Right.
And then on top of that.
And those things take time.
You're looking at 2-3 months easy.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID, because when my client's, his mother passed away, he calls me up because you got to help me with this. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, "Call me when you get the death certificates." Well, 5 weeks goes by. I call him up. I say, "Hey, what happened?"
He's still waiting.
He never got the death certificates.
Right.
I was like, okay. So he finally gets those after 7 weeks, and he figures he'll go to California, pick up the death certificates, and stop at the bank, right? And give them the trust and say, "Okay, let me get into these accounts. I got bills to pay."
Right.
the bank says to him, well, because of COVID, it's 45 days for us to review your trust. He was 3 months out.
Oh, my gosh.
So what now I've been doing estates for 30 years, and one of the biggest problems, people do come to me, oh, can you help me settle my estate? They don't want to pay $10,000 to an attorney, and sometimes it doesn't warrant it. Sometimes it does.
Right.
I have this one client, I tell her, you got to get an attorney for your estate. It's too complicated. So, but the waiting period is absolutely ridiculous. So I helped a company put together a product to now you could put away $20,000, $30,000 in a savings account that's paid to the executor tax-free within 24 hours of your death, no death certificate required, so we don't have that waiting game anymore.
Okay. Because there is a lot of bills right after a death.
Yes, and it's a huge hit.
Especially if they spend any time in the hospital.
Hospital,
a car crash or something like that.
Funeral,
in
California, you die without a cause. You're waiting for an autopsy for that death certificate.
Oh, wow.
So you can't even die of natural causes.
Yeah. Gee. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Jack. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. You can always call in, you know, anytime you feel like it. Hey, I want to remind you the Bullhead City Senior Campus has a major calendar. They sent it out yesterday. I can't even start it. It would take a whole hour to go over it. They're at 2275 Train Road, or you can call Kim Cool. She can tell you where you can get that calendar. She can email it to you. 763-0193. Give Kim a call. She'll take care of you. I hear
the
drums
echoing. The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Credit card processing, you think about it as much as going to the dentist. Spot On's innovative and seamless design saves your staff countless hours of time and as much as a mortgage payment in fees annually. With Spot On, there's no contracts, transparent fair pricing, unbeatable customer service, and a free, no-obligation account review cost comparison. Thane O'Brien, 35 years local and your expert with the know-how to get your business Spot On today. Call 928-706-2784 today for your free consultation.
Hi, my name is Jack McFarren, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, 702-298-1063. If you want to call in, you have a question, we'll be more than happy to answer it for you. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have that co-op connection card? Oh, look where you get to save money. A&C Plumbing Concepts, Anderson Ford, All Pets Go to Heaven, Automobile Consulting Services, East West Financial Services, right? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. You get a co-op connection card. They go in, they get 50% off on all your... Never mind. Java Jitters, Hospice of Havasu, just some of the places where you save money. Just show them the little card that attaches to your keychain, and you just show it to them, and you get some kind of a discount. And each one's different. Some places might give you a 5%, 10%, 15%. If you don't have a card, stop by the offices of Hancock Road and MEC and pick one up for free. It's that simple. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, and a thrift store. And then, of course, in the front of the building, a medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, and a bar. And so much more. So, no, you hear the rumors they're going to tear them all down? They're just rumors. No, it's for sale? No, it's not for sale. So, check out the Laughlin Mall right here on Casino Drive. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They're trained. They have the experience and the certificates because you got to have those. They do all residential work, commercial work, new construction, highline power. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call them. They'll come right to your house or business, take care of your issues. Call 718-9444. They're all over Mojave County every single day. Some of them live in Havasu and Bullhead and Kingman. So it's very simple to get them to come right to your business, your home, and take care of your issue. They're also available 24/7, 718-9444. All right, back in the studio with Jack, and we're talking estate planning and lack of planning. Lack of planning is the big thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm surprised in today's world with the knowledge that we have on the Internet how many people only have wills instead of a living trust. And then I hear these rumors saying, well, if you don't own a house or if you don't, you're not worth over $5 million, you don't need a living trust. And unfortunately, that's not true at all. Some people want to have a living trust to avoid probate.
Right.
And, of course, in the state of Arizona, probate really starts at $50,000 to $100,000, depending upon the material we're talking about. The biggest problem we're having, though, Larry, is – there's a lot of what we call document preparers that are trying to prepare trusts. Now, document preparers prepare documents from the court.
Right.
That's what they're hired for. But when you're dealing with a trust, it's a different ballgame. And if the trust is not done by an attorney, we had a case in a credit union where they refused to honor the trust because there was no attorney and they wanted it certified by another attorney and no attorney was going to certify that trust. So they had to go through probate. So not all banks have a legal department in the first place. So one of the main reasons why I work with attorneys on trusts because I want that representation if something was to go wrong with that trust.
Right.
Otherwise, you got a problem.
Yep.
And what really bothers me, I've written over 10,000 trusts with attorneys, and I have a bachelor's degree. A document preparer, the only qualification here in the state of Arizona anyway, I don't know about Nevada, is a high school diploma. So I really feel that when you start dealing with people's entire estates, I think the education level has to be a little higher.
Yeah.
I also felt –
And experience.
Yes, and experience. And I was very disappointed about that even with stockbrokers. You just had to pass a test.
Wow. 888-928-9828. Give you a call. Set up an appointment. Or you can go to them, right? You're mobile. I mean, you're in Bullhead today, right? So they should call you.
I'm opening an office in Bullhead.
Oh.
At Colorado Place. I finally found a spot big enough for me in Colorado Place. So I'll be opening up there probably in October.
Okay.
So
cool.
Get my location back here in Bullhead, which I liked. I have three offices, one in Kingman on 4th Street.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have this one here in Bullhead, and I have one in Lake Havasu.
Okay. So Jack's everywhere. He's mobile. Call him. 928-888-9828. Let him help you with your estate planning or just maybe answer a question or two that you might need to know. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And also want to remind you, I was talking earlier about the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights, tomorrow night their game. Well, their coach is on with Paul Lavoie after the top of the hour, Coach Carl Thompson. And a guy named Doug Schuster, the Mojave County Sheriff, is going to call in to Doug's show, to Paul's show. But he's also going to be in studio with me on Monday. So, Sheriff's a busy guy. We'll be right back.
There's no turning back. Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Mediana Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Sunday, October 3rd, it's the K9 Car Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mojave Marketplace, 5480 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, to benefit the Mojave County Sheriff K9 Foundation. Open to classics, custom cars, trucks, and motorcycles, live auction, DJ, K9 demonstration, K9 Foundation shirts, and hero dog sales, raffles, surprise activities, food, and fun. Entry fees fund K9 food, vet care, specialized equipment, and training certifications. To sign up or for more info, call 651-270-0920.
So I did. Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Santa Cops, don't forget, tomorrow night here at the Laughlin Mall at Bikinis, they'll be doing a fundraiser for Shop with a Cop. Any questions, call 702-298-2223. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. The Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Then over in Bullhead City, they have the Mojave Clinic right on 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train. They have the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center. I was there yesterday at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the huge hospital on Silver Creek Road, four floors, and the ER, and it's sanitized, it's clean, they're all clean. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor or the hospital. Call 763-2273. If you have a question, Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to someone who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services. Do you often think you're paying too much for insurance? Well, you may be. So sit down with Greg or Stephanie, show them your policies, and say, hey, look, can you save me some money here? You know, you got home insurance, you got auto insurance, you got commercial insurance, life insurance. You put a couple things together there and you can save some money. Call 763-8464 if you have insurance questions or you want to make an appointment and save money. You know, 50, 60, 70 bucks a month. You know, that's almost a McDonald's hamburger. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated and locally owned, and a local representative is available to help set you up. And no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month. And the funding is the next day. Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Because it gets real expensive if you don't. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning checked for only $19.99 plus Freon. Call ATCO at 444-1244. And now into the studio. In case you haven't noticed, there's a little thing coming up on Saturday called Oktoberfest. The queen of the Oktoberfest is here.
He's talking to you both.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Both wives just said, what did he say? Melody DuMichel has chaired this since the beginning.
2018 we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is our third annual Oktoberfest.
Yeah, we skipped a year.
We did. We skipped a year. I think everybody skipped a year.
We'd all like to forget that year, wouldn't
we? Yeah, we forgot about
it. Yeah. So you're ready.
No, I'm never ready.
We're ready.
No, we just had a meeting 2 days ago.
We are ready. The ice truck was delivered this morning. Stage is set up. Mawn or the grass is mowed. And we've got
the fence is down.
The fence is down.
Yeah,
yes.
That was scheduled to come down next week, and boom, all of a sudden it's gone.
Yes, queens have power.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes. There's a stump there, too. But why don't you tell us what the stump's for?
Yes.
Big stump, a big tree stump. Thank you, Tom Dahlman, for that, by the way.
Yes, Dr. Dahlman.
Well, we have developed, not us, we are not the specialists of stump, but stump is an intriguing game that is open to anyone that wants to come down to Oktoberfest and be a part of the German Fun Zone. I think it's called Hammerschlagen. In the German Fun Zone, but I knew it as Stump.
You got to say Hammerschlagen.
Yeah, I got to work
you know,
on it.
I actually don't think that's the name of it. I think that's what I just blurted out one night.
Well, yeah, because it's.
So
I
it's
think it's
name.
Called Stump, is what I was what I
the
was
Germans
taught.
Call it Stump.
Well, I don't think it was a German game. I think it was a logging game put in place. I was on the logging.
Well,
game.
When you get time today, you could call the German Chamber of Commerce and ask them, and they can tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a logging game put in place. But anyways, we played it in college, and every member that plays around the stump has a nail that represents them, or maybe the cup that they're holding, whether it be an adult beverage or a water, whatever it be. But it represents them and their person. So you flip the hammer forward. When you catch the hammer, you try to hit someone else's nail, not your own. So every time the nail goes deeper into the wood, or if you hit it in one hit all the way through, then that person is out of the game but also has to finish their beverage.
Oh.
So I don't know that we'll be playing it at Oktoberfest based off of the drinking rules, but it'll represent you and your ability to stay in the game. So what you want to do is have the strongest hit off the flip of the hammer to knock someone's nail in before they knock yours in to stay alive longer in the game.
And but that's
it's a very adventurous game. I advise close-toed shoes, maybe some jeans.
And you know, that's just one thing that we're going to have in the German Fun Zone this year. I don't know, for those who weren't at Oktoberfest the last time, we didn't have a very successful German Fun Zone. This year it's going to be quite large.
Twice the size. Yeah.
So when you show up, after you are done with the Hammerschlagen, you can take your closed-toed shoes off and shirt off, and there's going to be a dunk tank.
That's right.
There's going to be...
That's called the Queen's Seat. Should be in there.
The Queen's Seat?
Yeah, I believe you're the one that volunteered yourself to do it.
Yeah, I'll go in the dunk tank.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't mess my hair up.
Oh, okay.
We'll make sure we bring a brush for you.
We have... Fabi from Bullhead City Tobacco is going to be set up with her Cigar Girls. And then, of course, Cornhole inside of the German Fun Zone.
Did you hear that, Tom Brady? You can come down and have a cigar because Carla Brady's going to be gone out of town. So he can come down and have a cigar.
You know what's scary is that Tom's probably listening to you right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's
writing down a Saturday.
What else is in the German Fun Zone? Oh, keg bowling.
Yeah, keg bowling.
Keg bowling. And it's exactly what it is. Kegs. Being bowled into pins. Yes.
Oh, you roll the keg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, that was confusing to me as well because I thought
the
pins were going to
bowling ball and
hit
throw
kegs.
The kegs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's going to be much more intriguing with the keg actually being the ball. Bringing out all the muscly, effort-filled games.
Right, but in order for us to have keg bowling, we need you guys to get down there and clean
finish
us out of
keg.
Two kegs by 12, okay? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's usually not a problem.
No, it's usually not a problem.
The first year, we actually ran out of beer.
We did.
Well, how much are you charging for a beer?
$4.
$4 for a beer in Bullhead City.
Any beer.
And that includes the German beer.
Yes, all beer is $4. And then we have our famous commemorative steins as well. That's $5 filled. And then you can just refill those all day for
$4. And if you have one
$4.
At home, bring it.
So. Shut up, Larry. Come on.
What do we care?
Just kidding.
If you have one at home, bring that.
I'll sign it.
And their dog probably got a hold of it, so it's chewed up on the side.
Yeah.
Or it's used as a dog food scoop.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Let's see, Bo.
Did you talk about the kid zone?
The kid
zone.
The fun
zone.
The kid zone is twice as big.
It is.
If you came to our last event, the kid zone was already big.
Yeah.
Now it's bigger.
This year we
have. How many water slides?
One, two. Well, we might have lost a water slide.
Oh.
So it's going to be replaced with a giant slip and slide.
Somebody wanted to rent it, probably.
No, somebody's dog wanted to tear into it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That happens.
But if it's not fixed by Saturday, we've got Andy's got us covered. Susie Bounce Rentals.
Oh, yeah.
Susie Bounce Rentals always takes care of us. The kids zone's going to be huge. We've got about 3-4 water slides and then a couple small ones for the young kids. And then we've got a bunch of games put on. That's going to be ran by our lovely Key Clubbers at Mojave Accelerated School.
Right.
We're looking forward to that. And the kid zone is, we should probably mention our sponsors.
I was going to say, at some point, let's start
talking about kid zone, because the kid zone is going to be, it is sponsored by our lovely Lori DeShane at Culver's.
And Ken DeShane. They're a couple.
Yeah,
it's owned by two.
I know.
It's owned by two people.
So they're going to be set up right outside the kid zone, and they're going to have some lovely treats. So
who's the rest of all your sponsors?
Well, our German Fun Zone sponsor is Mr. Canati over at Papa John's.
Ah, Big John. Mm-hmm. Big John at Papa John's.
Big John at Papa John's. Yeah. You know, our major sponsor is Dot Foods.
Right. And your poster's on our wall.
Oh, yeah. Flip that thing around.
Yeah.
No, we got tons of sponsors. I think it's over 16 different sponsors.
This is the radio. It's not.
She's going to open the door so
TV.
She can read the sponsors.
Why did I flip it around?
So that we can read it. That's why she's the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Our major sponsor is Dot Foods. They literally do everything for this community. We love them very much.
Yes, we do.
Our beer garden sponsor, we have Long Gone Escape, who's going to be set up in the German Fun Zone.
That's right. You're going to have an escape in there.
And also Positive Printing, Mary Slater. She's also our beer garden sponsor. We have Glam RN and National Security Mortgage are teamed up to be our official entertainment sponsor.
Good.
We're going to have a couple bands. We're going to have Kid and Nick, of course, in the evening from 4 to 8. And then we're going to start out with the big band, I believe.
And I don't want to say Kid and Nick's excited, but when he came to the meeting the other day, he was wearing his German shirt.
Yeah, he did seem a little.
He was.
Really encouraging.
He was already ready. Yeah.
We have some platinum sponsors that we would like to recognize as well. We have Heather Pagillo with New American Funding.
Yes.
She's New American Funding's president counsel.
Yeah.
She is just out there. If you don't know her, you should. She'll talk to you for 30 seconds and you think you're best friends. She's
amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
We have Anderson Ford. Thank you, all those guys over there. And we also have.
She's also going to be cooking hot dogs in the Kiwanis.
Yeah, she said she's going to be there. I talked to her yesterday.
Yep.
TWN Communications. If you don't know who they are, you should, because they are everywhere.
Especially if you like internet.
Right, especially if you like internet that works.
That works, yes.
And Barron Services. They are one of our platinum sponsors as well. Matt does so much for our community as well.
758-5499 if you want to call Barron's.
Oh, okay, there you go. We have a couple of media sponsors, too, Mojave Daily News and Murphy Broadcasting.
Yep.
We appreciate
and Radio Central.
Everything they do.
Just kind of thrown in here in the middle.
Oh.
Since you're doing.
I was going to throw Radio Central up on top, but if you want to put it.
Oh, okay. We'll take, you know.
You know, that pretty much sums it up for all of our sponsors. We do always want to thank Canyon Distributing for especially ordering all of our Oktoberfest beer for us and getting all the setup and being there all day, helping us sling some beers.
Yes, and we won't run out this year.
No, we're not going to run out.
Unless everyone shows up, which we're shooting to run out this year.
Well, you know, the first year he was running around to restaurants grabbing some of their beer, so he might be doing that again this year.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great event that's coming back after a long break of no community events, so let's see it.
And just to come down there is free, you know.
Yep.
You can walk around, have a good time. And
I mean, it's in beautiful community park.
And great food. The Kiwanis Club is selling brats and hot dogs. And
pretzels, too,
Morning Sunrise, Rotary.
Rotary selling hot pretzels.
Okay.
Key Club from Mojave High School has all your beverages, water, and Coke, and Diet Coke, and Pepsi, and Diet Pepsi, and everything else.
We got Arlene from Shiver River is going to be out there with all her shaved ice.
Right.
And let's see, we even have an All-American Cheer Association that's going to be setting up with some nachos and some cotton candy.
Robert Hazelgrove?
Robert Hazelgrove from the Drifting Bistro. His food is amazing.
Yes.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah, gosh.
I'm always hungry, and I'm not even pregnant.
Are you sure?
I hope not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry,
breaking
Mike.
News on the radio right now.
No. Yeah. Mike doesn't listen anyways.
Oh, okay.
He's too busy working. He better be working. I don't have a job.
That's right. You're in between. Getting ready to start your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you need some graphic work, you can do that.
Speaking Are you about to start your own business?
Speaking of starting new jobs.
Yeah.
How you doing over there at the Chamber, Bo?
Good. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's been quite a jump in with Oktoberfest right around the corner, working with you and trying to figure out where we need to move next.
I had Becky from the Kingman Chamber on yesterday telling the story that, oh, I met Bo. And I said, you met Bo? She goes, I met him in Tucson.
Yeah, she's honestly amazing. So sweet, so kind. She's super helpful the entire time and just someone you could easily hold a conversation with.
Yeah. She said you were in Tucson on day four.
Yeah, I was. I went to the ACE conference, I think, day four after starting the job. I had not even learned where the bathroom was in the building yet.
off to Tucson.
Yeah, but it's honestly, it's been really great getting to know the position and getting to work with the board and start to make it more advantages for the members to take advantage of. So
right.
Yeah.
That's the best part right there.
Yeah.
And help the members.
Help the members grow and continue to have them have a reason for them to come in and be a part of the chamber.
Right.
So.
We're going to get you on October to talk all about the chamber.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have more knowledge of the chamber for you.
Maybe by then you'll know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been drinking from a fire hose. I come home from work, and Casey and I were just talking about this. I come home from work, she goes, how was your day today? I'm like, I can't even tell you what I did today because I was pulled in 2,000 different directions.
Right.
It's been overwhelming, but it's been starting to finally fall into a groove, and we're starting to click as a staff.
It's been
really fun. Yeah.
Speaking of groove.
Yes.
Don't we have a dance contest on Saturday?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kid and Nick are doing a dance-off with the mascots of Bullhead?
Oh, yeah. We've got Scoopy, we've got John Slice, and Bravo the Bull, and we're going to have a dance-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got my money on.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Scoopy.
Hmm.
I don't know. John Slice is pretty up there.
It's going to be pretty warm. Maybe Scoopy will just melt, you know, in the heat.
Yes, it is going to be warm. So make sure you guys all wear your sunscreen and your hats.
Yep.
But we'll have a dunk tank and we'll have, you know, the beautiful Colorado Rivers right there.
Yeah.
If you want to jump in. We also are going to have a few contests going on. If you feel you're brave enough to step up and beat last year's time for the Steinholding contest, we'll have males and females categories.
Cornhole.
We're not going to do tournaments, so that's just for fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to beat some people at Stump, personally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to sit out.
And then we also have something new this year. We're going to be doing a DOS boot contest. You know, I was looking up the rules last night.
Mm-hmm.
So the rules, how it works, is you have your boot, and you're supposed to point it. You're in a circle of people, and you point it towards the person across or the person next to you, and you drink it, and then you're supposed to pass it. But I don't think we can get away with that this year.
Probably not.
At what point in time would you pass the boot?
The way you drink it, but you can't move your lips or anything, and then you have to hit it and then pass it. And whoever, if you take a drink and it gets all over you, like if it slurps on you, then you're out. And then you're supposed to, like, by the time whoever gets down to it where it's supposed to, like, the bubble where you turn it, if it gets a little, I don't know, I was looking at the
rules. Wow, that's very intriguing. Yes. I was thinking maybe you just drink it the fastest.
Well, that's how we're going
to
do it.
And then turn it at the certain point. I'm not trying to give any hints or tricks or tips.
Either that
or
we have to have people standing in between wiping them off every time you pass it to the next one. Time out, hold on, let me just wipe off your bottles.
We will not be passing.
Yeah.
We will not be passing drinks to share.
Yeah.
But you'll have some rules and you'll figure it out.
There's going to be rules.
Yeah, just remember, folks, this is all about having fun.
Don't get caught
up in the legalities of DOS boot drinking.
Yeah.
No, but you know, one of the major things about the DOS boot contest is if you slurp beer on you, there's a penalty. There's supposed to be a penalty.
Yeah, Zamboni it off the grass.
What's that? What does that mean?
Like a Zamboni, like they clean the ice. If you were to spill a beer on a table, you got to go down and slurp the beer off the table.
I was thinking
they got to go on the ground.
I was thinking the penalty is the dunk tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat with these people. If you got questions, 702-298-1063. We're here to answer them for you. Oh, yeah.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eignis. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they fill you up, and they're good for you. How does that happen? I don't know. Talk to Eric. He's in charge. Plus, he has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. What is that? I'm glad you asked. Meal prep solutions, is they start at $8. You go in, you design what you want for lunch, you make a little, fill out a little menu, hand it to them, they go back in the back and make it for you, they bring it out, they got the custom little plastic thing, you know, with the, and it's in a bag, and you're gone. And you go to lunch today, and you got a nice, fresh, hot lunch, and you didn't have to go through a drive-thru. Check out more of the menu at ProFit Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-I-N, spell it right, .com. And if you're a cook, stop by and see Eric, he might put you to work. Barron Services, experts in pools. Design, installation, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in, alarm systems, home or commercial. Installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your kids and your pets. Exactly. Call for a scheduled visit, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Your home or office not cool enough for you? Well, call 758-2400. Maybe you're thinking about, you know, it's getting so cool now, I can turn on my swamper. Well, does it work? Call 758-2400. They can come tune it up and get it ready for you. And they can also tune up your furnace and your heater, you know, and get that ready. Because it won't be long before you'll be turning that on. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building as required for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapy, which I need. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-814-04. 758-1404. We got about four more minutes left. So what time does this kick off on Saturday?
10 a.m.
Yes, this will start at 10 a.m.
Put that microphone right up by your mouth. We
want to
hear
you. Eating a sucker.
I know. Gina, you left these in the studio here, and people are eating them when they're on the air. They don't take them to go.
Who did?
Yeah.
Gina?
Yeah.
Gina Morga?
No, Gina from...
River Valley Health.
River Valley Health. Mm. Yeah. She brought those in for you. She knew you were coming in.
The event is from 10 in the morning till 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m.? 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Community Park, just to the left, to the right of the Chamber Building if you're facing the Chamber
right
Building.
Right next to the Chamber of Commerce Building. It's in Old Bullhead, right past the Laughlin Ranch Boulevard.
Many people know the location is where the farmer markets are held as well.
Where the farmer's market
right.
is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we just want a large turnout, many people to come, and have a good time with the family. This, although it is a beer event, do not forget that this is for every age bracket
yes,
in your
we've
family.
We've got about 25 to 26 vendors that are going to be there. Selling all kinds of crafts and stuff like that. And then we're going to have the Corvette Club as well.
Oh, they're yeah.
set up on the grass.
Oh, stadium rules apply. You can't bring your ice chest. And you can't bring your own beer, your own sandwiches and food. You know, got to eat our stuff. This is a fundraiser for the chamber.
That's right.
Yeah. So
helping the community. That's what it is. Come
helping
out and have a good time.
Community.
Yep. And you know, I'm sure a lot of the, well, except Mary, most of the sponsors will probably show up that day. They'll be there. Mm-hmm. So you get to meet some of the business people of our community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have a hot dog, have a brat, have a beer, stick around, enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go in the German fun zone and throw something or
yes.
pound a nail.
We're going to have some mini donkeys hanging out too. Teeny, so they're the cutest little things.
Like, mini donkeys?
Oh, they're probably this big and they're the cutest little things. We'll have a photo shoot with some mini donkeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bo and I are looking at each other like, we don't know what you're talking about.
No, we remember at the meeting, we talked about the mini donkeys. They were
yes.
coming in. They're going to Hummer in a trailer and they're going to. Be there for the folks to enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Mm-hmm. And the Key Club makes money. The ROTC makes money. And ROTC helps set it up.
Junior ROTC are my heroes.
Yeah. They've become the workforce of Bullhead City. When someone needs something done, they call the ROTC and they all show up and do it.
Yeah, gosh, even for like...
Well, they're training to be the workforce of our countries.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the tree event? Cool Shade. They
cool
even
shade.
Call
yep.
them out for Cool Shade.
Yeah, they do Cool Shade. They do our gun shows for Kiwanis. They help mm-hmm. us unload all of our tables and set them up. And then they do the Kiwanis Kids Expo. They set up all the easy ups and zip tie them and everything, put the signs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hardworking kids.
Yeah.
So it's a good group. All right, we got 1 minute. You want to wrap it up?
Okay. Repeat the main facts of the event. What do people need to know just to close this out?
This Saturday.
Third annual Oktoberfest this Saturday, September 25th at Bullhead City Community Park from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
It's great.
Live music.
Live music, kids zone.
Cold beer.
Beer drinking, German
food.
Games, food, vendors. A petting area for little goats or little donkeys. And it's going to be a good time. I can't wait to see everyone and meet everyone in the community as well. If anyone wants to come up and say hi. And
you got business cards now, so
yeah,
you can pass them
I'll
out.
I'll pass them out. Yep, it'll be great.
Yep. So come meet Bo.
And Melody.
They know me.
Everybody knows Melody.
Everyone knows Melody.
If you've ever been in a River Dog Grill, you know Melody.
Ugh.
And if you come take a picture... take a picture with me. I'll be wearing a black tank top that says Prost. I'll pour you a beer.
Ah, okay. You'll pour him a beer.
I'll pour him a beer.
They got to buy it, but you'll
no,
pour
I'll
it.
No, I'll buy it.
Wow.
You just put that on the radio?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Better bring your checkbook.
Yeah.
For a woman who's unemployed. Thank you very much, everybody.
But nobody writes checks anymore, Larry.
Yeah, she's going to Venmo only.
Yeah.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.